What do you want me to do?
What's the matter? The course is new when events have become necessary.
18
large pepperoni pizzas ready. 18.
So if you've got some money and it's good in a hole, you got some money and it's good in a hole. If you've got some money and it's good in a hole, spend it all on me. No, if you've got some money and it's good in a hole, if you've got some money and it's good in a hole, if you've got some money and it's good in a hole, spend it all on me. Spend it all on me.
Spend your money, honey. I've no trouble choosing how I'll spend. Spend your money. On your money I do depend.
If you've got some money and it's good in a hole. If you've got some money and it's good in a hole. If you've got some money and it's good in a hole. Spend it all on me. Spend it all on me. Spend it all on me. Spend it all on me.
And so, farewell, dear listener. Vanitas vanitatum. Who of us is happy in this world?
That moment of silence for George Burns, it's over, folks. It's over.
Why do I love you this way? Yeah.
negative.
It's a gas!
Hey you there, gang. This is Kitschy Mama. You've been listening to What Have You here on the Sheena's Jungle Room stream. Thanks for tuning in. In that last set, we began with David Arbidon doing Find Something Better to Do. Re-released on Mighty Mouth Records in 2012. We had Super Fuzz after that with Mundo Vegetal from their self-titled 2024 EP on Paputi Tuma Records. We had the Beakers after that. I'm Crawling from their release Four Steps Towards a Cultural Revolution on K Records from 2004. We had a 90s sensation, Gary Young, doing Plant Man off of his album Hospital on Big Cat Records from 94. And then John Mouse, Spend, Spend, Spend from his 2019 release, It's Universal. We had Rance Caesar, a group out of Brazil, doing Non-Linear Jokes from The Bargain Bin from 2021. And then Grow Up in their song You Are the One off of the compilation The Best Thing and Without Wings on Object Music out of the UK from 1979. I'll be here every single Monday at 2 p.m. playing the old weirdies for you. And you can always find me also on Thursdays on the Rock and Soul Radio stream at 2 o'clock spinning oldies with my Etta show. Retro Obscuro. My background music will always be It's a Gas by Alf Newman. A mad tune on Golden Records from 1966. Keep it tuned to Sheena's Jungle Room. Coming up next, you get songs from the golden age of stupidity. But Stop Hitting Yourself with DJ Greg Space Brother Bishop. I'm going to leave you with one last song this week, and it's going to be, should have been a hit. A song called The Game by Alan Dunham off of his album Flying Alone on Lilac Records from 1980. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll see you next week. Adios.
Let's play a game. We'll call and run and get your friend. The winner gets to kiss every girl around. And are you in?
Ah, greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives, whether we want to or not. The future is in your hands. So let us remember the past, honor the present, and...
Stop in yourself!
Okay, thanks for the handoff, Kitschy Mama. Listen every week to What Have You, a really nice companion show to this show. I was scared at first, now I'm just delighted with her show. It is Stop Hitting Yourself, number 324 for December 1st. Rent's due. All right, well, let's see what we have. Some old, some new, as usual here on Stop Hitting Yourself. Thanks for being here. See you in the chats.
This is Dr. Demento, and you're listening to Stop Hitting Yourself with DJ Space Brother on Sheena's Jungle Room at old WFMU.
From the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunkettville, the Cumbican Broadcasting Company presents the music of Pete DeAngelis and his loyal Plunkettvillians. Here in the beautiful gold, yellow, copper, steel, iron ballroom of the Hotel Sheets in downtown Plunkettville, overlooking the uptown section of downtown Pottstown. Stay with us, won't you, and enjoy the sweetest music this side of the Monongahela River. 1 mile high, 2.5 blocks from the center of old New Orleans. Ah, there's gaiety, merriment, and dancing in the Hotel Sheets nightly. Now, to get things underway, Pete and his loyal banditos play a medley of old standard favorites, commencing with Your Red Scarf Matches Your Eyes, Close Cover Before Striking, Your Father Had the Shipfitter Blues, and Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. This beautiful picture and lovely lyric portrayed vocally by Dickie Ryan. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the shipfitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Father had the shipfitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas. Oh, you burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for iodine, but I dined all alone. You burnt your finger that evening while my back was turned. I asked the waiter for iodine, but I dined all alone. Oh, your red scarf matches your eyes. You closed your cover before striking. Your father had the shipfitter blues. Loving you has made me bananas.
The young ones, darling, we're the young. Young ones shouldn't be afraid to live, love while the flame is strong, for we won't be the young ones very long. Tomorrow, why wait until tomorrow? Tomorrow sometimes never comes. Love me. There's a song to be sung, and the best time to sing it is while we're young. Sorry. Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. Once in every lifetime. Bursting up, dying to for a kiss. Young dreams should be dreamed together. Young hearts shouldn't be afraid. And someday, when the years have flown, darling, this will teach the young ones of our own. If you must, see young dreams should be dreamed together. Young hearts shouldn't be afraid. Someday, when the years have flown, darling, this will teach the young ones about.
Oh, have you seen this? Where is it? Oh, yes, here it is. Yes, this letter was printed in the Sunday Times, London, 28th of September, 1969. Shall I read it to you? It was headed, Skinheads in Skirts. We are two girls who, according to your article, are skinheads. We don't think you know much about us. Round our way, the boys wear big boots, like you say, called bother boots. We're called bothers, mods, peanuts, and a variety of other names. The boys have crops, like the boys in your picture, not crew cuts, and braces are worn with their Levi's. We do work hard, unlike the hippies. I say we because we girls are mods or bothers or peanuts, as well as the boys. If you want to see real, clean, decent ones, come to Bookham. We don't like long hair, hippies, flowery clothes, and anything which attracts attention. As for us girls, we wear skirts that are long by today's standards. Most of us have crops, hair that is short on top with long back and sideboards. We wear maxi cardies, stretch lace blouses, and we don't wear makeup anymore. We're just out for a good time. Miss Jane Skinner and Chris Webb, age 15, Great Bookham. Billy was a queer, pilly, sexy hippie. He wore gear, frilly, hairy, zippy. More hair in the winter, less hair in the summer. His mac was black, scarf immaculate, tied loosely. Knots interfered with promiscuity. Beads that went all the way to eternity, especially on his trips around 3:30, did Billy the queer, pilly, sexy hippie. Then one night he went to troll the dilly to spend a penny and met a skinhead Kenny. Kenny was one too many, a skinhead who hated plenty. But Billy loved his puritanical gear, his boots, his braces, his hair, and something else which was quite rare. Kenny was a doer, pimply silly drear, whose only joy was knocking down a queer. So the moment his beetle-esque brows rose in frenzy, Billy gulped, zipped up, and looked less trendy. But crew cut Ken and all his men stomped out in rounded style. Their boots as small as size being 10, they had to walk in Indian file. Billy ran up the stairs to the street and suddenly found he was surrounded by feet. What was night became the day that lovely Ken didn't want to play. Instead he looked like some bad trip, not at all like any hopeful kip. Which made poor Billy realize that peanuts just don't vitalize.
Stop! Thud, sock it, thud, thud, thud again went the magnificent Ken. Thing into face, grab hair quickly, snip, 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 till all was prickly, flat.
Choke, just like mine.
What? Oh, poor Billy, no more hat size 9, but stop!
Halt! Go back. Rerun reel. What's that between Ken's clammy hand? A load of hay? Familiar material?
A wig!
Detached from yellow band?
No, it must be Ken.
Underneath this golden mass is a head as bare...
As bare as my arse.
And what's this now? Barer still, peeping out in another thrill from torn blouse and button spill.
A pair of skinnies. God, what a pair. She's a bird. She's a bird.
So Ken became a less dour, silly, pimply, drear, because Billy certainly was no pilly, sexy, hippie, queer.
Okay, this is normal, but it's a hit for me. Plus for Dr. Demento, actually.
And sing my whittle song. But there's a cat that's after me and won't let me alone. I tore a putty tat a tweeping upon me. I did, I tore a putty tat as plain as he could be.
I am that great big battle cat. Sylvester is my name. I only have one aim in life, and that is very plain. I want to catch that little bird and eat him right away. But just as I get close to him, this is what he'll say. I tore a putty cat creeping upon me. You bet he saw a putty cat. That putty cat is me.
That putty cat is very bad. He sneaks up from behind. I don't think I would like it if I knew what's on his mind. I have a strong suspicion that his plans for me aren't good. I am inclined to think that he would eat me if he could.
I'd like to eat that sweetie pie when he leaves his cage, but I can never catch him. It throws me in a rage. You bet I'd eat that little bird if I could just get near. But every time that I approach, this is all I hear.
I tore a putty cat a-tweeping upon me. I tore a putty cat. down upon Sylvester's back. So listen, you bad putty cat, let's both be friends, you see. My mistress will not chase you if you sing this song with me. Come on now, like a good cat.
Oh, all right. Suffering succotash.
I taught a putty cat a creeping upon me. I saw a putty cat as plain as he could be.
Comrades, national emergency. Important message from Uncle Nick. Attention, commissars, dinosaurs, ochichorniors, ochisgustios, tututsios. Attention, glorious army, navy, submarinsky, and jet compulsky. Proceed to Smolensk. There is a hole in the old iron curtain. American speaking. Attention, all disky jaskies. Jam airwaves with B-Borsh Bop. swing your partner, hey, Kazatsky. Now the music's getting hotsky.
That's all me, Kupsky.
And don't be sad, don't be a lusky. Get yourself right in the grusky. Sing and dance, come raise the rusky.
Hey, Babarovsky.
Ledsamhetens vindar blåser kallt. Neoners skyltar blänker tusenfalt. Och den natt som konstlat solsken väcktes av, släcktes av en gryningsstund. Som talar ingen alls. natt. Och jag vet men inte du. Tystnaden är nära nu. Hör de ord som i en attityd grubbla på det där som gör dig bryt. Mina ord som tysta droppars fall återspann i vrån en ton av tystnad. Våra nackar böjs. Tusen står ett namn på plänt. Våra drömmar blänker världsfrånvänt. Och profeters ord ska formas i en nedslig tunnelgång. Hörs en sång, en viskad ton i tystnad.
Hey, took me a while to get that transition through. Anna Frid Lyngstad from ABBA with Entonan Tristnad. I'm sure I pronounced that wrong. Sounds of Silence. Before that, Jackie Yoshikawa and his Blue Comets with Linda. Oh, I'm overdriving there. There we go. Mel Blanc and Mickey Katz in this orchestra with There's a Hole in the Iron Curtain, a wonderful Cold War time capsule. Wow, this is a really good version of this. Before that, Helen Kane with I Thought I Saw a Putty Tat. I was amazed when I saw that Helen Kane, a.k.a. Betty Boop, had done a version of that song. Apparently right after Mel Blanc did it the next year. So I played that first, Thought I Saw a Putty Cat, Take the Skinheads Bowling by the wonderful Camp or Van Beethoven. I know that's the one you people usually hear, especially if you're a Demento fanatic like me. But yeah, they were total heroes. I think they evolved into Cracker. A friend of mine is very much. They have a music festival in Pioneertown every year out in near Yucca Valley in the high desert there. Peter Wingard, a very strange album from an actor, a British actor from 1970, The Hippie and the Skinhead, hence the next track. Vivian Stanchel and Kilgaron with a cover of The Young Ones, the Cliff Richard hit. I guess it was a hit, and of course used for the theme song for The Young Ones TV show. Guy Marks started everything off with Loving You Has Made Me Bananas. Actually, it's a lot longer, but it wouldn't fit in the track listing. It probably would. I just didn't put it in. Anyway, we shall continue here. Actually, I want to listen to the rest of this because it's so wonderful. And then we will continue. Thank you so much for being here. And I see you in the chats. And enjoy. Bang 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 b Kind of stunning. This is from 1972. It's timeless. One more, because it's the Peanuts. Oh, there we go.
Yoru ga futatabi otozureta toki ni shizuka ni oshiyoseru kanashimi to kurushimi koyoi mo samayoi aruku machi ni kita sa of silence machi no neon ga mabushiku hikari Kodoku ni naite iru Kokoro o terashi dasu Yume mo yabureta watashi no Come to talk with you again Because the visions of creeping Left it since my eyes were sleeping And the vision that was planted in my brain Still remains within the sun
I'm a real gone teenage beatnik. I'm a beatnik and I'm really hip. I love to smile with a droopy lip. I play the bongos, I don't drive a jack. I don't dig squares, man, they're a drag. I don't dig squares, meh, they're a drag. I don't dig the classes in the school. I flip when I hear Frankie singing cool. Don't give me records lest they're stereo. I call my girlfriend's father daddy-o. I don't dig squares, man. They're a terrifying drag.
Don't dig books on history. You'd rather dig a kooky mystery. Don't dig rough and tumble kinds of thoughts.
I like to cha-cha in Bermuda Shore. I don't dig ivy clothes. They're too neat. I dig a t-shirt when it's really big. I look rather like Fabian, but I don't brag. I don't dig squares, man, they are a drag.
We got the teenage beatnik. We got the teenage beatnik. We got the teenage beatnik.
I don't dig squares, man, they just don't understand me.
My old man was a bread stasher all his life. He never got fat. He wound up with a used car, a 17-inch screen, and arthritis. Tamari is a drag, man. Tamari is a king-sized bust. They cry, put down pot, don't think a lot. For what? time, how much, and what to do with it. Sleep, man, and you might wake up digging the whole human race, giving itself 3 days to get out. Tomorrow is a drag, Pops. The future is a flake. I had a canary who couldn't sing. I had a cat that let me share my pad with her. I bought a dog that killed the cat that ate the canary. What is truth? I had an uncle with an Ivy League heart. He had life with a belt in the back. He had a button-down brain, wind up, a belt in the mouth, and a button-down lip. We cough blood on this earth. Now there's a race for space. We can cough blood on the moon soon. Tomorrow is Dragsville, cats. Tomorrow is a king-size drag. Tula fast short, swing with a gassy chick. Turn on to 1,000 joys. Smile on what happened or check what's going to happen. You'll miss what's happening. Turn your eyes inside and dig the vacuum. Tomorrow, drag.
It happened in 1965. It occurred in the evening east along Prairie on a tar road between here and Little Falls, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
And the basic story is he was driving home, I think, from someplace, and this object, quite a small object, looked like a kind of a toy rocket, maybe bigger than a toy, but it was quite small. And it landed on the side of the highway, kind of right on the shoulder, I guess. And he stopped the car. And then I don't know if he saw these entities or whatever they were get out of the vehicle or if he just somehow saw them appear. But there were small little something waddling around like little robots. And he described them to the press as about the size of beer cans. That's the way he described them. And apparently this thing eventually took off. I don't recall if he saw it take off or if he fled in stark terror before it left, but later on, the investigation showed that there was a puddle of oil of some kind at that spot.
Some sort of residue was seemed to be left behind.
Yeah. And
so he was frightened by these entities.
Oh, yeah, the sheriff, when I came to Long Prairie in 1968, which is 3 years later, I went over and asked the sheriff about the situation. And he said that when Townsend came into him to report it, wondering what it was, he said he was white as a sheet and in a cold sweat. That's the words he used. He was white as a sheet and was sweating. It sounded like he was in a cold sweat because it was quite cold that night. It was in October. And Townsend was a disc jockey down here at KEYL 1400 radio. And there was a lot of ridicule around town about it. Everybody in town knew what the situation was. And I guess he was heckled quite a bit. And then when the people were here from Madison High School a few years back during Minnesota History Day to sort of relive that and try to get the story and maybe even some more information, then they... when they were on a radio program in the morning, there was a farmer from east of town called in and said that he did see the thing come in from the south up over the house. He was out smoking a cigarette on his porch, and apparently he was just in his shirt sleeves and got done with the cigarette. He went back in the house. He didn't watch it come all the way down, but he said it was descending, that there were sparks. It was sparkling, like running along with a sparkler up in the air. And this thing was coming down in a sort of a circle or an arc, I guess, in the general direction. The town said that he saw this thing land. And then another story that came out, whatever house Townsend lived in, the landlady lived upstairs and he had a basement apartment. And an Air Force man dressed in a blue uniform came one evening, early in the evening, and stayed for a while. And she could hear them discussing what had happened, and he was there for a couple, 3 hours, I guess. He left, polite as could be. There were apparently no threats or anything that she knew of, but she couldn't really hear the conversation all that well. But then, within a week after that, he had left Long Prairie. He just packed up and left and said to heck with it, and nobody here at the time seemed to know where he went.
There's been lots of talking about things that fly around. I thought they were quite silly till one hit my hometown. They seem to be so shiny with lights of green and blue. And everyone who saw them, they said it wasn't true. UFO, UFO, UFO. Place to stay.
pobre corazón, estás pegando justo, entiéndelo. Si quieras poco más, mi pobre corazón, me harás mil pedazos, quiérelo.
run, do run. Do run, do run. Do run, do run. Do run, do run. Do run, do run. We'll be right back.
It is the Beck announce for the second half of the show. And we put publish on that Andre Pop. Crash Course in Science, It Costs to Be Austere. I love Crash Course in Science. I discovered them about 3 years ago, about 30 years too late. Before that, Martin DuPont, which was a synth band from France in the late 70s, early 80s. It's a, I don't know if it's a re-release. And I'm not sure if it's a cover of the Frank Chicken song. Could be. Now I got to listen to it, Mr. Fab. Thank you. Caballo Dorado, which means wet horse. Damp horse? I don't know if I like the sound of that. No rompas mi corazón. My achy, breaky heart. I love covers in other languages, even if they're covers in other musical languages, like La Danza de los Simpsons by Chicha Libre, which I've played before. My friend, the late Jerry Majeski, interviewing Craig Lang before that, UFO investigator from the state of Minnesota, about beer can aliens. I like these little snippets of UFO classic cases. Oh, after that, I played UFO Go Away by Chuck Robbins, one of my more obscure and loved UFO songs. I should do another UFO show. It's been a really long time. Philippa Fallon from the film High School Drag with High School Drag. Or, sorry, High School Confidential. With her Beatnik performance of High School Drag. Before that, Louie Nye with Teenage Beatnik, a old favorite on the show. Starting everything off, continuing the sounds of silence. Through the break was the Peanuts doing their version. And I don't know if that's close to the original lyrics or not. Or if Anna Friedlingstad was either. Don't know. But I won't be here next week. I'll be in Germany. I'm going to go some used record stores and look for stuff to bring back and play for you. Until then, who knows who will be on the show. But I'll be back in 2 weeks following what have you. And thanks for listening. See ya. And my music ran out. There we go. Bye-bye.
The queen was in the party. She was coked in upper wealth. The king played with the countess. The baron played with himself. Say it all.
Why do you last it? Why do you know? The matter do you last it? They cannot do you know.
Then the schoolmaster, he come in, and he worked by rule of thumb. He figured out with logarithms just when he should come. Sing it out.
Why do you last it? Why do you know? The man, why do you last it? Because you know.
Oh, the bride was in the kitchen, explaining to the groom. The front side, not the back side, is the entrance to the womb. Sing it out.
Why do you last it? Why do you do? The man, why do you last it? Because do you do?
How when the ball was over, everyone confessed. The music was exquisite, but the doing were the best. Sing it out.
Why do you last it? Why do you do? The man, why do you last it? Tip,
you. You. Over here. Hey, you. Shh, 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 shh. Yeah, listen. Because I like you so much, you're my favorite. Yeah, you are. You are. We have on this CD a bonus track. No other CD has this, so don't tell your friends. It's a very rare recording, so I hope you appreciate it and enjoy it. It's a woman who does actual bird impressions to popular music. Miss Susan Zagon. Thank you.